Call her how it is. Hendrix. I promise I swear, I'm there, Betty.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the 503 for the Fans podcast. This is Noah, and you guys are listening to episode 9, where I'll be going into last night's crazy overtime win against the Kings and talking about Friday's matchup against OKC. And before we dive right into this, though, make sure to follow the podcasting network I'm a part of at their Twitter at PulsePodNetwork and follow their website at PulsePodcastNetwork.com, as you guys can find my podcast on there and many other great ones as well. So let's dive right into this. It was a crazy game last night. It was full of stats from Nurkic, insane game from Nurkic, a historic game from Nurkic. I'll get to that later, but it was just insane from him. I've never seen Nurkic. This stretch of basketball has been insane for him. Ever since the Golden State game at Golden State, Nurkic has just woke up and tell himself, all right, I'm going to be the Bosnian beast. Just like, I can't even pronounce that right, but he is a plain out beast right now. It's insane what he's been doing the past three or four games. He has been taking advantage of low ball, small teams. He took fully advantage of Golden State. He made them look like punks. He made Draymond Green, Kevin Looney, whoever guarded him, even Kevin Durant. He said, all right, you're not going to guard me. I'm too big for you. So things like that. I mean, we'll dive into that though. The score was 113-108, Blazers on top. It was a crazy game. The Blazers were in full control of the game. I'm talking like the entire game. The Kings did nothing. They had a lead by one in the second quarter, and they didn't regain that lead until 5 minutes into the fourth. I mean, 5 minutes left into the fourth quarter. It was a game the Blazers had full control of. It never should have went into an overtime. It never should have even got to the point where the Blazers were down by nine with 3 minutes left, and Damian Lillard has to come and save the day after being sick all of the past like 2 days or something. It was a frustrating. It was a typical Blazer moment. I mean. Like people say, it was a typical, like, we have the lead, and it's been the story of the season. We've been getting these big leads, and then we just give them up, and then this team storms back, and I thought it was going to be like that against the Kings. I mean, they came back. Bogdanovic was 0 of 8 from the field in the fourth quarter, and then he comes into the fourth quarter and knocks down, like, five straight shots and launches the Kings into a 9-point lead with, like, 3 minutes left. Something crazy like that. I mean, he was 0 of 8 from the field going into the fourth quarter, just decides to randomly hit, like, five tough shots. I'm talking like tough shots. Like, he hit a three in Nurk's face, and Nurk is 7'2", 7'1", and just things like that. I mean, it looked like it was gonna be their night, and it was good. That would have been a bitter loss. It would have been a bitter loss from the Blazers. It would have hurt them in the standings really bad. I mean, it's a crazy time in the West. I mean, the Spurs are the eighth seed right now, and they have 21 wins, and the team that's leading the West has 24 wins. So you could see the difference between the West and the East. I mean, the East clearly has some separation from teams, but the West is just crazy. I mean, Portland's sitting at the fifth seed, 22-16. They're tied with Houston for the fourth seed. It's very pivotal to win these games, and especially against the Kings, who were 19-18, and if they would have won, would have been 20-17, which would have been tied with us. I mean, we would have been 21-17, but still, that was a pivotal game for us to win, and I'm glad we got it done. And let's talk about the stats. It's some crazy stats, and it was a good night for the team to get a lot of minutes, because they came off a game that the starters didn't play at all in the fourth quarter against Philadelphia, and they have 2 days off after this. They have today off and tomorrow off before they play OKC this Friday. So it was a night that they could play some minutes. I mean, it wasn't ideal for a Dame who was coming off the flu to have 42 minutes, the most out of the team. But, I mean, we get it done, and I think he'll be fine. He's 27. He's young. So we'll be fine. Let's talk about this, though. 42 minutes, 25 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, and he shot 8 of 21 from the field, 1 of 9 from 3-point. Let's talk about this, though. I'm going to bring this up. CJ, 39 minutes, 16 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound, 8 of 19 from the field, which isn't good, which isn't brilliant, but which isn't horrible, and 0 of 5 from 3-point. How many games could you tell me that Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, who go a combined 1 of 14 from 3-point land, and the Blazers win the game? Tell me how many games you think the Portland Trailblazers will win. That speaks to how good of a night it was for Nurk. And that speaks to how good of a night. He was clearly the reason why we won. I mean, Damian Lillard launched us into that overtime. And I'm not taking away credit from Damian Lillard, because that was amazing from him in the fourth quarter. But Nurk was all over the place the whole game. Let's talk about it. 38 minutes, 24 points, 23 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 blocks, 5 steals, 5 of 10 from the field. And the most impressive stat, even the 5 times 5, which is a historic stat, I would say which the most impressive night was he was 14 of 16 from the free throw line. That if we could get that from Nurk, he is a top, I want to say it, and I really do. He could be a top 5 center in this league. Like, not right now, but in 2 years or so, if he keeps this type of play up, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. He has the potential. I mean, it needs to be consistent, like a lot of people are saying. But still, if he puts up numbers like this, he is a beast. It's a real bad matchup for Golden State Warriors. And if the Blazers could somehow try to find a piece during the trade deadline that could help them out and boost them up, I would be scared if I was Golden State. I mean, they can't guard Nurkic. They have no answer for him. And the Blazers clearly exploited that when they played in Golden State. And I look to Nurkic to do this again. I mean, I don't know if 5 times 5, because that's a historic thing. And I think he was the first player to ever do that since 1984. His stat line, especially, and it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy what he did last night. I mean, Willie Cauley-Stein had no answer for him. I looked on Twitter, and Kings were bashing him. Kings were bashing Willie Cauley-Stein. He cost him the game. There was a couple questionable layups he took, and I don't know why Jaeger. If that's his name, I don't know why he took out Harry Giles. Harry Giles was killing us. I mean, he came into the fourth quarter. He provided the Kings a spark. He was one of the main reasons to that run they went on. And I don't know why he went back to Willie Cauley-Stein, because Willie Cauley-Stein probably lost him that game. I mean, he made some dumb mistakes, and there's a lot of stats that you don't really know about. There's a lot of players that contributed last night. I mean, think about this. Curry had a career night. He had his season high at halftime. I mean, he didn't score in the second half, but I mean, still, he had 18 points. He had 22 minutes, 1 assist, 3 steals. 3 steals is solid from him. I'll take that any night. 6 of 9 from the field, 4 of 6 from 3-point. He's been heating up, and he leads the league in 3-point percentage. So it still shows there. I mean, he's shooting over 50%, and he's just playing like a backup point guard that we need. He's a spot up shooter. Terry Stotts is getting more and more confidence in him, so I'm looking for Curry to keep it up. And his game, how he plays against OKC, is going to be pivotal, because they have a pretty damn good backup point guard himself with Dennis Schroeder. So I'm looking for that to be a hell of a matchup this Friday. Let's continue to talk about this Kings game though. Mo Harkless, I mean, he's been playing solid, more and more solid. I mean, he sat out against 76ers. It was a back-to-back. It was a probably smart game to send him out. I mean, Joel Embiid wasn't there. I mean, it's not a game we desperately need him. So I'm happy that he sat out. He played 33 minutes. He had 11 points, 9 rebounds, 9 tough rebounds. It wasn't no wimpy rebounds. He was getting up, out-jumping people and grabbing the rebounds, like he should. And he had 2 assists, 2 blocks, shot a 5 of 10 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3-point land. I mean, 11 points, it's not the most he could have put up, but I'll take that any day from Harkless. And let's talk about Aminu too. I mean, 38 minutes, 13 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 3 of 5 from 3-point land. I mean, what can you ask more from Aminu and Harkless? I mean, sure, you can ask some scoring, but they brought the defense, they brought the intensity, and that's everything you can ask from them. I mean, they're not going to do that every single night, but if we can get this from Aminu and Harkless, it's going to be pivotal for the Blazers, and it's going to be pivotal for them to win games, because we're coming up in an important stretch now. Our schedule's starting to dip down in difficulty. We're going to be playing some gimmies. We're going to play in like Knicks, the Bulls. We're going to play some games that we need to win and take advantage of. I mean, we got past our toughest stretch of December and November, the scariest months I've ever seen the Blazers play. We got past all that, so we just got to take care of this January schedule, and I think we're going to be in a great position. And I mean a great position. We're sitting in the 5th seed. If Houston loses tonight or tomorrow, then we'll be at the 4th seed, and if we beat OKC, we'll be 1 game back. I mean, there's a lot of things in play. It's still early, The one thing I'm looking forward to, though, is the trade deadline that's coming up in early February. I'm interested to see what we're going to do. I don't know if we're going to do anything because it's typical Blazers and they don't do anything on trade deadlines, which is so frustrating. But I really do think Neil O'Shea is going to say to himself, I think it depends how we're playing. If we're in a good spot, I honestly don't think we're going to trade, which is probably not a good decision. But we do need to make a wing position trade. Even if it's a low caliber player that's just gonna be a spark plug off the bench, I would be fine with it. But some type of trade to type of boost the team up, you know? Let's talk about this though. Team stats. This is insane. Field goal percentage. It was there. I mean, we shot 39 of 90, 43%. And 3-point percent. I mean, our 3-point percentage was horrible. 9 of 32 from the field, 28%. I mean, how many games? Just again, like I said with Dame and CJ, how many games do you think the Blazers need to shoot more than 32 threes? But and they only made 9. So how many games do we win when we shoot that bad? I mean, 43% from the field, 28% from the three, and that's not. That's not winnable stats, I would say, for the Blazers. But here's the winnable stat that the Blazers probably won them the game. It solidly won them the game. Free throws, 26 of 30. That's a big due to Nurkic's 14 of 16 from the field, and Dame went 8 of 8. But still, 26 of 30. The Kings were 9 of 12 from the three-point line. I mean, from the free throw line. There's a difference. We have 18 more free throws attempted on them, and we have 17 more free throws made. So there's where the pushover is, and there's where the Blazers probably boosted themselves up into the winning column. So, and let's talk about this. I mean, the Blazers have been pretty consistent on the assist totals. I mean, 22 assists. I mean, that's become a regular for them. And I think the Blazers, when they're giving assists and they're playing really high level basketball, their assists are very way up than they usually are. If we're playing ISO basketball, it's not the best basketball to watch unless Damian Lillard's going off for 50. So it's things like that. And let's talk about this though. Nurkic, the first player in history to record a 5x5 while getting 20 rebounds. That's insane. And there's just many crazy stats in this game. Lillard finished the game, the fourth quarter, with the final 7 points, and it was a crazy intense. My heart could not take that fourth quarter at all, and it could not take the entire overtime. The overtime seemed like it was 10 minutes, which is a 4 or 5 minute quarter. That's our third overtime within the last 10 games, and we've won but all three. And also the streak continues for the Blazers. The streak continues for the Blazers if they are leading after three quarters that they win the game. The streak continues. They are now 22-0. All of their wins, 22-0. All of their wins have came off them leading into the third quarter. I mean, going into the fourth quarter. If that doesn't speak craziness to you, I don't know what does. I mean, we haven't won a game that the Blazers have been losing going into the fourth quarter, but we haven't lost a game that we've been winning. So I think the main point is for the OKC game this Friday, and we'll get into this right now. I think the main point is, I think we should be leading the game into the fourth quarter if we want to win this game. that definitely needs to happen. Let's talk about what to expect. OKC is 23-13. Paul George is having a career year. He's playing like he used to when he was in Indiana. He's getting his groove back, but Russell Westbrook has been dipping down. His shooting has been down. But the IQ's been there. I mean, the assist is still there. You're still going to get the hustle from Russell, but the shooting's not there. So I think that's going to help the Blazers a lot. I think they can focus. I think Mo Harkless and Aminu can really focus on Paul George. And I'm looking for – this is going to be a hell of a matchup between Nurk and Steven Adams. I mean, Steven Adams is a hell of a center, and he's a hell of a defender. So it's going to be a matchup. I'm looking for some – that's going to be some big bodies in the paint, and they're going to be hitting you when you get down there. So Nurkic has been rim protecting elitely and 5 blocks. I mean, that's just a solid night, and he had 2 clutch blocks at the end of the game, and I just love Nurkic right now. It's just, he's playing so well. He's playing like he did when everyone had that Nurkic fever back in 2 years ago when he first got traded to us. And people are not even realizing that he's been having Nurkic fever the whole entire year, but people are just so accustomed to it. And I'm looking for this game against Friday against OKC to be a hell of a game. I think that if the Blazers can come out and win that, they play Houston on Sunday. So it's a two pivotal game to start January. And I think if they can get these two games, they're both at home, it would be huge for them because they come off, and then after that, they play the Knicks, the Bulls. It would be huge if they beat OKC. And if I could totally see. I mean, if they can contain Paul George and they can keep him to at least 20 points and under, I would be very confident with the W for the Blazers. And that depends on Damian Lillard's health, but Damian Lillard's a trooper. He's going to come and play. I mean, he's not going to sit out against OKC at home. That's a pivotal game. It's a game we probably got to win. We can move to 23-17, so we could almost be tied with OKC. So it's a pivotal game. And OKC plays tonight against the Lakers, which the Lakers do not have LeBron, but they could still lose. So you never know. There's things that are... There's just things that the Blazers need to happen, but one thing that they need to do is play better and shoot the ball better Friday. I mean, you can't shoot 9-32 from the 3-point line and expect to win games in the NBA, especially against good teams. And that happens. I mean, sometimes there's bad shooting nights, but I can tell you that Damian Lillard's not going to shoot 1-9 from 3-point land, and CJ McCollum's not going to shoot 0-5 from 3-point land again. They're going to come back, and they're going to probably hit OKC in the mouth, I would say, because, I mean, we swept OKC last year, I can recall, 4-0, and OKC didn't have the best year last year, but still, they had Paul George, and they have Russell Westbrook, so it's like the same team. I mean, Melo wasn't anything for them last year, so they have a deeper team. They have Dennis Schroeder now. I mean, Jeremy Grant's been playing really good basketball for them, so it's going to be a tough game. I'm not saying we're going to win this game like just automatically, but it's going to be a tough game. OKC has been playing really well of late. They've won a bunch of games after starting the year 0-4. It's going to be a hell of a game. I would predict the Blazers are going to win 115 to, I'd say, 107. It could be higher scoring than that because both defenses are... I mean, OKC has a pretty dang good defense, but after last night, the Blazers have a really good defense too with Nurkic and how he's been playing and how he's been rim protecting. So I'm looking forward to this game. Russell Westbrook, I'm looking forward to see how he guards Dame because he's always had this vendetta against Dame. He's always had this thing where whenever he plays Dame, he feels like he has to go off and he feels like he has to shoot the ball so much. And that also hurts OKC so much because when he shoots the hell out of the ball, like he did, I think he was, 4-22? They took an L that game too. So it's just like examples. When he shoots the hell out of the ball, OKC is not really a good team. But when he's contributing and he's passing and he's taking the right shots, OKC is a hell of a scary team because Paul George, when he's on it, he's one of the best players in the league. So it's going to be a matchup. I'm talking, it's going to be a matchup when we play OKC this Friday. I will predict 115 to 107. And I think Damian Lillard is going to have a hell of a night. I think Nurkic might take a dip down with Steven Adams guarding him, but you don't know. I don't know. I mean, without Nurkic has been playing, he might go Bosnian beast on him. So I think we're going to wrap this up though. It's been a great podcast and I'm going to be releasing a podcast right after OKC game. I'm going to be back on my grind, posting more podcasts. I've been slacking a little bit, but I'm going to get right back on it. And make sure to follow my Twitter @503BlazerFans and make sure to check out my Twitter for many more pods coming up. Peace out, guys.